For the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game, call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sean calling from Mammoth Lakes, California.
Mammoth Lakes, California. That's in Southern California, right?
Sort of. I would say it's sort of Central California. It's up in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're up there. All right, what do you do there?
I work for a nonprofit that provides scholarships and student housing and theater to the Sierra Nevada area.
Wow.
Nice.
What did...
I love that. I want to go there.
I like it. You provide theater to the area. You drive up and down in a truck. And so, here's William Inge's picnic. Here. Well, nice to have you with us, Sean. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Sean's topic?
And the Oscar goes to me. I'm quite wonderful.
The statuettes have been awarded. The after parties are over. George Clooney has gotten his deposit back and his rented tuxedo. But some people are still trying to capitalize on the Oscars. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of unlikely Oscar tie-ins. Pick the one telling the truth. You'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to go?
I am so ready.
Oh, never been readier. Here is first Mo Rocca.
Straight Out of Compton wasn't nominated for Best Picture, but the gritty, unfiltered story of the rise of the gangster rap group N.W.A. from the mean streets of South Central L.A. made a huge impact with audiences. So it's no surprise that Straight Out of Compton has been adopted as the tourist slogan of Compton. Compton, Maryland, a lovely and historic resort town nestled on the Chesapeake Bay. We were delighted to hear that there was a film produced about our sister city to the west, said Chamber of Commerce President Tucky Hewitt. Brochures tout all the reasons to come straight to Compton for your next vacation. A walking tour of Compton's Federalist period parish house, a nearby Crabtree and Evelyn outlet, kayaking, canoeing, lacrosse for the kids, and taffy for the whole family. Inspired by the movie, the town is promoting Straight Out of Compton Easy Eats. Lettuce sandwiches with homemade mayonnaise, savory crab bisque, and lots of crackers. No stodgy cocktail hour here. Instead, mom and dad are invited to hip-hop over to the Ice Cube, a converted tavern, where your barmaid mixes a nasty old-fashioned. No, you can't beat the flavor of muddled cherries and oranges. And if you're looking to kick it doggy style, Compton won't disappoint. Most of the town's inns accommodate retrievers of all colors. There's even a vet on site who goes by the name Dr. Dre. We want you to come to Compton to relax, says Tucky. In this town, NWA stands for No Worry Warts Allowed.
Compton, Maryland. Want you to go straight into Compton. They're Compton. Your next story of an Academy aftermath comes from Faith Saley.
No actor has ever been hungrier for an Oscar than Leonardo DiCaprio, who withstood harrowing conditions on the set of The Revenant, including harsh weather, inhabiting an animal carcass, and scarfing down raw bison liver. And if you want a taste of his glory, head to the Fort Restaurant in Morrison, Colorado, where they will gladly charge you for the pleasure of eating raw bison liver yourself. For the month of March, the Fort's Historian Platter features this delicacy, served bloody or medium rare with caramelized onions on crostini. Serious Revenant fans can suck on prairie butter, aka buffalo bone marrow, while dining with Jim Hansen, an expert on the fur trading era in America who served as an advisor on the set of the film. Eating buffalo liver has saved many lives in the 19th century, says Holly Arnold Kinney, proprietress of the Fort. It is chewy raw, but still has a sweet, fresh taste. The Fort has received so much attention for their prairie-to-table offering, you could say they've been pelted by press. They may be considering a supplement in which you are hand-fed by Victoria's Secret models who once dated DiCaprio.
So, did you see The Revenant? And you said to yourself, wow, that raw bison liver looks good. I'd like to get myself some of that. Well, now you can at this special themed meal in Colorado. Your last story of cashing in on Oscar comes from Paula Poundstone.
The characters from the popular Pixar Disney movie Inside Out have arrived on the birthday party circuit. The main characters in Inside Out are the emotions in the brain of an 11-year-old girl: joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. Kids are excited to have them, but their success at the parties have been mixed. Everyone loves Joy. She spins in with her broad smile. Cake, she shouts, and bouncy house, presents, reflecting the emotional high of the party attendees. But when Disgust, who is green, saw a kid wipe his nose with his hand at a party and disdainfully shouted, "Ew, gross," the kid was mortified. At one party, when the birthday boy, Owen Pinstein, had to wait to receive a slice of cake until all of his guests had been served, anger screamed, "You want a piece of me?" Owen could no longer hold back the tide of his own giant meltdown, because it's exactly how he was feeling. Fear ruined the petting zoo. "Do piglets bite? I think they smell bacon on your breath. That miniature pony looks fierce." When Sadness, in her characteristic slow blue voice, said, "Owen only invited us because his mom made him, because we're in his preschool class. He doesn't really like us at all. He just wanted more presents," the entire group burst into tears.
All right, then. Somebody out there tried to pitch their star to the stars of Hollywood. Was it from Moraka, Compton, Maryland, with their Straight Outta Compton publicity campaign? From Faith Saley, a revenant-themed meal where you get to eat the incredibly disgusting raw organs that Leonardo DiCaprio won an Oscar for pretending to eat? Or from Paula Poundstone, how the characters from Pixar's Inside Out have not been such a big hit at kids' birthday parties?
Wow. I'm going to go with the raw bison meal themed restaurant.
All right. Well, you have chosen then Faith's story about the revenant. We spoke to the person who was involved with the correct answer.
We were very excited when the revenant came out, and he actually ate raw buffalo liver. I thought we'll present it on our menu. We might start a new trend.
That was Holly Arnold Kenny. She's the owner of the Fort Restaurant and the collector of fur trade era books, cookbooks, and artifacts, and she is serving up in Morrison, Colorado, the Revenant Meal. Congratulations, Sean. You got it right.
Thank you, Sean.
You're into points for Faith Saley. You've won our prize. Thank you so much for playing, and congratulations.
Thank you. Bye-bye.